Okay.
Okay. Packet four.
Got it? Where is he going?
Yeah, I don't know why he's not over packet four.
Packet four?
Yeah.
One second, Rav Moshe. We're starting in a minute. 1 second.
He was in this. He knows
this. I know.
He doesn't
know very well.
Okay.
Hello,
Father. Moshe, just start.
Okay. So the Gemara in Pesachim, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Amar Rabba. Hai Mulyusa Sharya. So what's the idea here? You have meat that's put inside a turkey or a chicken. It's like a stuffing. Mulyusa is a stuffing that was put inside the turkey, and the stuffing was meat that was not salted, unsalted meat. And so it wasn't salted. So now you roast the turkey. So the Gemara says, "Hai mulyusa sharya." So you're going to roast the turkey, but then the blood from inside the stuffing inside the turkey, that blood is going to come out because there was no melicha. So the question is, why does an aser the turkey outside? So he says mutter. So the Gemara says v'hakabola dama. Back to Gemara, why isn't it borleya the dam from the inside meat, from the stuffing? Amalei kibola kach polta. So we have a din of kibola kach polta. They're not the same lashon of the hechsher kibola kach polta, but kibola kach polta. So it means that the tzli is going to be maflit the dam, and then it's going to come out, and it's going to come out, and then it'll come out, and you normally, if it comes out, that means it's going to the turkey. It's going to go into the turkey. So then it should be aser because epsilon sochto is aser. But yet this bit of kibolo kach polto is gonna make it mutter.
How do we understand that?
Let's take it out.
Yes, so of course. So the question is, you know, what is this? In other words, normally once a food becomes usher, you had a bli of isser, so we say, you know, epshal sachto is usher. And here we're saying that it's going to all come out. So what's the pshat? What is the pshat? And this new din. So the Gemara says that by Korban Pesach, maybe we have a similar idea. That you have the Korav of B'nei Mayayim L'socho in the Korban Pesach. So that's a similar idea, that the innards are inside the Korban Pesach, and you roast it, and it's mutter. So the Korban, this should be a raya to this idea of Kibolo Kach Polto. So the Gemara says, so why is it mutter by Korban Pesach? My taima, la bishum damrina Kibolo Kach Polto. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Amri shiny hosom came in the ike base ashrita the machalchel made of dayev. So it means like this, that it's not a raya, because in the case of the Korban Pesach, it was an opening. In other words, it wasn't totally surrounded. But here, in the case of the, so therefore there was an opening, so it can go out of the opening,
drain.
And then drain. But here, it was a room in a room. Right? So therefore, maybe that's not a raya. So the Gemara says it was doicha. The Gemara says, don't we see a raya from the Korban Pesach? And to this the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. So then the Gemara has wants to give another raya. Name is Hayeli Halev Koro, who mostly is Domo, that if you have a lave, and you have the heart, and you have the blood inside the heart, and you want to cook it, so you cooked it, and then you cut it open, and you remove the blood. So the same question, doesn't the blood, once you cooked it, so then the blood got into the basar of the lave, and then it should answer it. So what's the heter? Must be the same idea. Kabbalah kach polto. So the Gemara says no. Shani lave the shi. That the lave is different because it's smooth, and therefore there's no blia. You know, this is a big discussion about certain things today, like schuchis and things like that. Shi. Rav Abadi holds that the glass is not bolea even for Ashkenazim. Because he holds that that the glass today is just she, it's not smooth. So Mela, he holds if you may. He also holds that the porcelain today, the pottery that's glazed is not charis.
Except the ones that are,
he says the real charis today is only the ones like you have a flower pot, those orange flower pots.
Yeah.
So those are not glazed. They're going to cook. It's good.
The glass and the pipe.
The ones that cook in a glaze. The ones you don't cook it's good.
The glass and the pipe back in the day was not smooth.
Right, he says that the Ramal he thinks would be maskim to the ones of today.
Okay.
Yeah, smooth. So the Gemara says this din of the Mul Yusa, and then the Gemara says Kibol Kach Polto. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from Korban Pesach, and the Gemara is doicha the raya, and then the Gemara wants to bring another raya from what?
The
from the lave, and is doicha that as well. So so still we have to understand what this is going on. So take a look here on page 3. Kufyut Aleph. Kufyut Aleph Amar Aleph. Itmar, Kavda Ilove Bisra. Right, so you have a spit, and you have a liver, you have meat, and the liver wasn't kashered, so now you're going to put it on the fire, the liver is oozing out the blood, and then it's going to get on the meat. So, kavde lovi bistra shari. So why is it mutter? It should asir, the blood is now going to come out of the kaved, and then it's going to land on the meat. So the Gemara says, it's mutter. Why? Dama misrak sarik. Because the blood will glide off the... So fractose is akasha. He says, so what do you need the whole concept of kabbalah kachpolto? Just say, dama misrak sarik. Yeah, it's the fact that it's kavda ilavi bistro. Look at the bottom place. Kavda ilavi bistro. That tells us lachatchil also lukuvel avgav the bistro ilavi bistro shari. Vilman the lately per case of solo kabol kach polto. Shem the dam bistro k'sarik bekavi sheish barov dam sheinu yochol atzei solid day malicha. Mo b'shar basa gemash mukuvel shmeitan.
No
sorry.
Kavda is different.
Yeah.
Down, therefore it
shop. Yeah, so he says
and
that.
Therefore, what? So it's down, therefore.
So he says that. Right,
when
so Tosi says.
When it came to cubbies, because cubbies is so much
blood. Yeah, right.
He says. So the question is, what's the concept of these two halachas? Kibolo kach polto and dab misrak sarik. So he says. So that's the question. So Tosa says like this. So COVID has a heavy amount of blood, so therefore what?
He says the
COVID is a lot of dam, so we won't say kabolo kach polto. Therefore we say dam is raksar. So in other words, dam misrak sarik is an added chiddush. Because even by COVID, because COVID is a lot of dam, so therefore you wouldn't necessarily say kibolo kibolo kach polto. But dam misrak sarik, if it's gliding off, it'll be okay. Then we have another case. Right, dam misrak sarik is a heter. Yeah, an extra. No. It's an added heter that we need to say over here, because kibolo kach polto wouldn't necessarily matter in the case of the, because it's too much dam. So dam misrak sarik, because kibolo kach polto on one hand is going, it's totally, it's not gliding off, it has to go midei uvei, it has to go in and penetrate out. It's a whole piece of stuffing that's inside, encased. In a thing like that, so that maybe wouldn't have worked by a COVID, right? But COVID is not it's not enclosed. In the case of COVID, it's on the spit, so therefore it's going to just glide off. So that the bolokach polto wouldn't necessarily work over there. So therefore you say dam misrak sarik, and then we have another case. One more case is. You have the chal. Chal is the chal of midrabanan, chal of shkuta. Chal ilavi bisra, and it's on the spit, and it's on top of the basar. So now you're so lit, and the milk now is going to come out and go on the basar. Chal ilavi bisra asr. My time a chal of sruchi misrach. Because it's sruchi misrach. So therefore it's going to be awesome because it's going to latch on. The dam glides off, but the milk latches on. Yeah, so the chal is, so he says, well, kavdi lovi bisra shari, dam misra ksarek, but kachli lovi bisra osir, aitai machalav seruchi misra. Okay. So that's the. So we have two ideas here. We have the idea of kibolo kach polto. That's by the turkey. And we say that the. The idea is that the. When you're roasting it, it's gonna the nura is mishav shoyv. The nura is mishav shoyv. So therefore, it'll take out. So, in other words, that beats the regular din of efshel l'soch to osser. Because efshel l'soch to osser, you can't. No, but here it's encased in the turkey. But the koyach of the tzli is gonna extricate it totally. But that not necessarily by COVID. By COVID, when you have a case of a lot of blood, so it wouldn't necessarily work by the case of kibolo kach polto, but Mr. Aksari, it could work, and there it's not totally enclosed. There it's gliding off from the side.
Where do you have the concept of kibolo kach polto by the case of the turkey? Where's the belio?
Because the you have like this. You have a stuffing. It's meat that was unsalted.
Right.
and then the turkey is surrounding it, encasing it.
Yeah.
So now you're putting it in the fire. So now the blood from that inner piece of meat is going to go into the turkey.
Right.
And karaasu the turkey. Then it's going to come out of the turkey and fall down.
As a result of the tzliya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the tzliya put it in the turkey and then takes it out of the turkey. Which is against the regular rules. Because the regular rules is
also.
Yeah. But here, I guess the newer Mishav Shoyim.
Oh.
So then the question is, so Tosis asked, what about, but Kavda Yilavei Bisra, we don't use the concept of Kabbalah Kachpolti, we use the concept of Dam Misrak Sarek, because that's there's a lot of blood.
But the blood in the liver, why would you have a half minute to say Kabbalah Kachpolti?
Because the same thing, you have a liver.
Yeah. But the
and
blood is there naturally, it's not the blood got.
And now
the
blood is falling down onto the meat.
Right.
Onto the meat, and then from the meat coming down. So why don't you say the same idea?
Uh-huh.
It went in the meat, it acid the meat, but now Kabbalah Koch Polto.
Uh-huh.
So they say the same thing, but no, we don't say that over here, because there's too much blood. So therefore we need a special quality that the blood has when it's being pushed of Misrak Sarek.
In other words, that's the case of the chovet being cooked, being roasted with the meat.
Right.
What's on top? The chovet
the on
top of the meat.
The chovet is on top of the meat. It really should be usher, because
right.
Then the blood, but we say dam Misrak Sarek.
Misrak Sarek is a function of the dam or of the roasting scenario.
It's when the dam is being roasted.
Then you have Misrak Sarek.
It's Misrak Sarek. But... So Tosis says, why did you say Kabbalah Kachpolto over there? So he says, no, because Shem Dadam Misak Sarek Mikavah Sheish Bo Rav Dam Sheinu Yochol Atzei Sao Zei Chalita Kabbal Mishar Basa. Yeah. So these are the two ideas. Okay. Now we have another Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Dogim va'ofos. I'm Rav Nachman. Dogim va'ofos shemolchem ze im ze. Basurin. So you say you have fish and chicken, and you're doing malicha together, it's aser. So why is it aser? Chorus should be mutter, because you're doing malicha, and so therefore, what should be aser? Everything is poilate, and when it's poilate, it's not balea. And it's talking about a kli menukov.
Torrid in Plito, it's not going to be Bolea.
Right, but here.
Yeah.
But by fish and chicken, we don't say that. Fish and chicken, we say that it's going to be Osir. The fish is going to become Osir.
Why?
Oh. So why? So the Gemara says, you know why? It's called kli menukov. The dogim is from the rafu karmayu. That the dogim has soft skin.
This is talking about kli menukov, right?
Yeah. So kadmi upalti. In other words, the fish, whatever juices are coming out, no malicha by fish, but whatever juices are coming out as a result of the malicha of the fish are going to come out very quickly.
Of the bird.
So the fish is going to be finished with its polate
right.
before the chicken. Mela, once it's finished with its plata,
it's going to go into the chicken.
Then the dam from the chicken is going to go into the fish.
Oh.
But we're asking both. We're not just asking the fish, we're asking the chicken also.
Right? No. the answer is the fish.
Okay, the
doggy monster. Yeah, the doggy. Okay. So this is the right. So this is the story, right?
So Amar Nachman Dogim va'Ofer Shemolchem Zezah Surim,
because why? Because since the Dogim are going to finish its plata, because the Dogim Rafu Karmayu, very soft, so the rail is going to finish its plata, and then it's going to be Bolea from the Oifus. That's but so the question is like this. So Tosis has a whole discussion about what's the din of basar u basar. Say you have two pieces of meat. So two pieces of meat is gewaldig. They're all
busy being polite.
But the answer is you started one before the other. You didn't put them in at the same time. So it's one you put in a half an hour before the other, something like that. So the Gemara says, Peish Mekuncha, Tosis Rashi says, Vabosu Bosur, Kamisha Zesho of Liflo, Krak Zesho of Liflo, Vishneim Poltim, Yachem, Kholz Mosha Takhto Tor, Plate, Eda Bolea. Vakholz Mosha Takhto Tor, Liflo, Eda Bolea. So that's Rashi says. But then the discussion here in Tosis,
so that's mutter? Two pieces of meat?
Yeah, but...
You wouldn't have meat today if you didn't do it.
No, but... So what's the heter there?
Yeah, so what's the heter?
You can't do it all together at once. It's obviously not all together at once. So
what's the heter?
But Tosha says... that... Tosha says that... even if they start one after the other... it's still going to be mutter. So in other words, so Torah says the kashal perusha tema shemolchim harbei chatichas yachas uachazu v'nichim shnei al rishon v'chen shlishim v'chen rishon v'chen rishon v'chen rishon v'chen rishon v'chen rishon v'chen rishon v'chen rishon. So then it should be yosser shafal pisha tachton polik tchila inu neser v'lama mutter kevin shaplaitis atachton kodemus. So he's going to give four terutzim to this kasha. Okay, these are the famous four terutzim to the kasha of how does it work with meat. So let's see what is the answer to the four kashas. Four terutzim. One kasha, four terutzim.
So wait a minute. Why can't
fear,
we? Why wouldn't we?
Fear terutzim.
Why don't
that's
we
fear
say? It's a very easy ukimta.
No.
That you have the four pieces side by side. They don't really affect one another.
Yeah, but that's not the case.
What?
That's not what you do.
They're piled up on one top of the other.
They have a big vat.
We should go. We should go for a Malika
show. One on top of one another. You want that, and they just hold the top, and that's it. And they hold from the bottom of that vat. What it is.
We should go for a Malika trip.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is. I saw it. They have like a garbage truck. Yeah. A garbage truck. And then all the meat in that truck. And there's holes in the bottom of the meat. And they pour salt on top. So, or maybe on each of the meats. And it's just one draining it on top of one on top of the other.
Yeah, we should do a field trip on Malika.
The Yesh Mefarshim, see where I put the arrows there.
Venera,
the first arrow. Venera, time of time, Mishim, the Dam Misrak Sarek. Oh, Dam Misrak Sarek. So, Mamela, the Dam is going to fall off. So even though it's, you know, it really should come in, but it's Misrak Sarek. It's not encased. So each piece of meat, well, even though the other piece of meat stopped its it's blia, it's not this plata, it won't be affected because dam misrixarik means that the blood glides off when there's ash. That the blood is.
Yeah, but dogim, you don't say misrixarik. The dam, dogim is rough from karmayim. So mevela, it's gonna bolei.
This is a case of blia or tzliya.
Yeah, right. The dam is suksarik even by malicha. Right, right. In other words, there's no nuver here. Right.
No,
but yeah, we still say dam is suksarik. Like the case in the Gemara we saw was by by leiv ishi. That's why it was no raya from leiv.
But in general, we said also the
dam is suksarik. So mevela means the dam glides off.
So what's the meat, the piece, the two, the three, let's say there are two pieces, the blood will go downward, so the blood from the top piece will be misrexoric to the underneath piece, and then the blood from the underneath piece will go into the klimanukov.
Right, so in other words, it will go from, it won't even go in. Misrexoric means it glides off.
Doesn't go into that.
It doesn't even go into the piece.
Oh, glides off.
That's the nature of just independent.
In other words, even if the pieces are one on top of the other.
In other words,
the top, the bottom piece is not going to catch the blood from the top piece.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
But it's only if it's a koyach. I think you have to say this. There has to be a koyach ha-moshech, isn't it? It has to be a koyach ha-moshech, either the nura or the malicha,
right.
And then it has to be a place where it can go, because no one's going to say if you have a pot that doesn't have nekovim and you cook it with a piece of meat that wasn't salted, that that misoksarik, so it's not going to be balea. Of course, it's going to be balea because it's going to go in. Nam misoksarik is when there's something like the nura or the malicha, and then there's a place for it to go. Like the case of the Nura, it just falls down, or the case of the Kli Manuka. But if it's Menei Bey, you don't say Misak Sark. You only say Misak Sark either by Tzli or by Malicha and a Kli Manuka. So the Mela, that's the first Teretz. The second Teretz is Yesh Mepharshim, the third arrow. So the Pletas Siyah Moshechas Harbe Acha Pletas Adam. So he says that in other words, even though one piece of meat started before the others, whatever one first started first, but there's still tzir that's coming out.
But what happened when that tzir finishes? Then the other one's still being part of the tzir. Is there a problem with that?
Yeah, so Mimela, once it's polet tzir, then it's polet the dam with the tzir.
But it's
going to
eventually...
In other words, so Mela wants, the dam already stopped for the earlier one, but it's still pulled out the tzir.
Will knock out the dam.
So tzir, when the tzir is coming out, the new dam that's coming in is also going to come out.
But my question is, what happens when that tzir finishes? Maybe we're not talking about Thomas when that's going to happen.
But Badogim, Elo Barkim, if you should play this Dhamma Ufas Moshech, Zacha, play this at Siyah Dogim. So Mimela, he says.
Because the Dham continues even after the Seer finishes by the Dogim.
Right, by the Dogim, so it's very quickly.
And the
chicken is still being polite.
Dam, even
after the fish is finished with everything.
Well, it's the tzir. Even the
because the fish is so quick. So Mimela, what's going to happen? The fish is going to get now a blia of
chicken.
Dam,
and
it's not pumping out any tzir anymore.
Right.
So again, so the first teretz is dam misraksarik. The second teretz is that even though there's no dam left, there's still tzir.
And what? And the tzir is going to.
So whatever blood is going to be balea, it'll just be polite. All the tzir also the same way it's being polite. The tzir will just be balea dam.
Right. Then. and then that's the second teretz. Now the third teretz, that's the third teretz. Shlish, so the third teretz is the third arrow. He says, "Buzz of a kibush and l'nigma plays the dam atachnum chol mascholas." Fisher plays the dam over. Moshech Zachar plays this. V'Rabbi Yosef Mirolain. Say Omer Fisher plays this. Adogim nigbar kodem hascholas v'liyosim in the elyon. In der plitosa nistemes. The whole pasuach luflo lo yistom. That she nigbar plays this achaticha she'aleha. Pain in Molchu Shlishis, Vidosna Alalion, and Kodum Gumar Platos, Tachton Palatus, Ashatigmar, Ashlishis Platos. Kleva Olam Homashi do Allah, Tibla, Vitiflo, Kavishalo, Nocho, Regalach. So he says like this. In other words, this is what the overlap. In other words, if the first one is finished, the first piece of meat is finished. But it didn't finish right away. It was still being poilet as long as the later pieces were put on it. It was still being poilet. So once there's an overlap, then it's going to continue being poilet. So it was, even though it finished poilet its own thing, but since the later one was already poilet into it, and it was poilet also, so even though now the plita stopped, but once there was overlap, then the nikve haplaita of the earlier one remain pasuach to be poilet the later things that come into it.
Even though but, there was to your left?
Yeah.
Yourself
because once there was an overlap, then it's okay.
Well, so why not by dogim?
But by dogim, the dogim are so quick that they're finished.
There's no overlap at all.
They're finished before.
The time stopped, and they won't continue anymore.
They're finished before the whole other thing is.
Yeah, as long as it continues, as long as it continues to be poilet, even though it's stopping, no one's here left, but it'll getting from the other one on top of it, it'll still continue to be poilet. That's what it says. How do you know that?
You don't
know, yeah.
Because once there's an overlap, so even though it's finished with its own, it's still going to be poilet.
The process will continue, even though it's not being poilet.
Right.
They poilet whatever damage, but.
Yeah, and then the fourth
it's in mode. It's in mode. Right, exactly right.
But you have to overlap it with the other things. You know, the other things coming in while it's still there, so then the kavim are. And the next thing is. The fourth teretz. What's the fourth teretz? The fourth teretz is. Yeah, where was that line? What's the first word on the line? The first word on the line is poletus?
Yeah.
That's right next to that arrow.
Yeah, poletus, tarach lahamtin, latachon. Yeah, we have to learn that piece first. Miu, adayin yishlomar, tam acher, the whole man shabbos of Torah luflot seer, ein bo le'adam. In other words, it's not bolei adam.
It's not
bolei
at all.
It's not bolei at all. It's not bolei at all. Which is going to be afterwards, ain't bolei adam.
Some of these answers are actually.
So overlapping. Basically, there are two types of answers here. And that's what Tosa is going to point out. One type of answer is that it goes in and taka comes out. Right, it goes in and comes out, and the other answer is what that it never got in. In other words, like the fourth answer is it never got in. The first and fourth it never got in. That Mr. Sarek, or either the polid lobola. But the second and third answer is it got in and
well,
it got out.
Also, basically. Yeah, the second
and
third answer.
So the Tosa says the nafkamina between the two answers, between the four answers, in other words, the Shnayim Shem Arba. There was a two of the answers are that they never got in. That's answer number one and answer number four. And answer number two and number three is they got in, but they were flushed out. He says like this. That you have to wait. In other words, if it's going to get blood from something else, so then you have to wait and leave it there in the pot enough time that it can push out. Because if you take it away too soon, then you don't give it the sheer tzliya, then it got in, but it didn't come out. But the other thing, you can take it right away, because it never got in.
Where is it? And what about
You got it? So those are the four terutz in Judaism. Mm-hmm. So these are right. Someone should ask you, what are the four kashas? They said, yeah, what are the four terutz? These riddles, real good riddles. You know, I was once at a wedding in Toronto. I was sitting with what's his name? He's a urologist. He's Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung's son-in-law. He's a urologist in Toronto. What's his name again? He'll come to me. He's a big bucky. So he at the wedding, he was giving riddles. So I remember one of his riddles was no, Lubdisha riddles. He says, where else in Shas, besides the three Masechtas of Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, do we have this concept of Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra? He says, if you look in the Tosefta Kalim, so the Tosefta Kalim is divided into three parts. Bava Kama of the Tosefta Kalim, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. He'll come to me, his name. Rabbi Harari is very friendly.
Not the way you're doing Mr. Meyachas and Kala?
No, that's what he was telling me this at the table. This was not... Dr. Judah, that's his name. Dr. Judah... Rav Shechter holds him. Dr. Judah is a son-in-law of Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung.
In learning,
you hold them. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. So now let's look at page 5. Okay.
So that's going to the last answer.
Let me think about it. The Gemara says, without a doubt, they're all asur. Because you said they're not, it's not the Bibalea. They're not Bibalea at all.
Right.
Okay, let's take a look on page 5. Amar Shmuel. in the rush.
Because of Rav Acha Meshabcha, Imacha Rabban Kli She'enu Menukov, also Basar Asar. Kli Tzach Shvir. Right, if in other words it's like a Kli Charis or something, then you can't, and it's going to have Lias, so you're finished.
Amolach Tzach Shvir Imlach Al-Gabi Kli Menukov, Ol Kashim Ol Eitzim, Kol Shukov Tova Dovash and Shofech and Maim Alav, Yosim Maim Lachutz, as a Basar Mutter,
So he says like this.
In other words, it doesn't necessarily have to be a kli menukov. If you have a kli that if I would pour water, say I have a cutting board, and I do melicha on the cutting board, and if I would pour water on the surface, the water would come out. Then that's the same thing as a kli menukov.
You mean the water would what go would?
Hold on, sheh shofech maim alav yotzi maim lachutz as a basar mutar limloch alav.
Oh,
so certainly if it has an incline, then it's okay. But what about a flat cutting board? So the hagos maimini here. On page 6, it says, "Imolach mekli sheinu menukov akolotzer gam kli gam baser." Come on, valdaf poshut kosem sefer truma v'mitzvah shemutar l'molcho. Even a daf poshut, a flat cutting.
Why is it? So why is that much? Because the blood.
Because then it'll glide off.
Off of the board.
Yeah. So mele, that's like being menukov because it'll misaksarik.
So the heter, we have a heter of Mr. Xori.
Right.
Being fired by the flea offer.
But if you have a regular pot that's contained, then so that's what the Truma Sadeshin says on page 7.
God God Gnias Shikarim Shinfash Laharbe Yehachim Inta Talon.
No, I'm sorry. Daf Poshut, the second one, Kufay Gimel. She'ena Munuch B'midron. If you have a flat piece of wood that's not
on an incline.
Not on an incline. It's not on an incline. So what's the story? Daf Poshut She'ena Munuch B'midron. Shor L'mloch Alav Olah Yired Yesh L'chalik B'dov K'mo She'mar. He quotes the different mefarshim. Then he says the sefer truma. After that, the shalom look. Gabi dar pasher during the shalom. The shalom look on shulah card. They quote the rush. Hold on, Mr. Shofech, I love my, and my Yotzi Mukhutz. Look, I love Dafcha. Chalach has never seen Shofech. So therefore, he says, you don't even need an incline, because if it's flat, it's not, if it's a flat surface, it'll just glide off. And that's what the Hagos Maimini is talking about.
Right.
Then on page 8, the rush from page 8
says, "I'm Rav Nachman of Shmuel Ka'ar Shemolach Mabasa Asa Lecho Boroseh." Ka'ar Shemolach Mabasa, you can't. It's not Menukov. Shmuel Tamei Dam Shmuel Melech Harek Roseh. Ka'ar She'edu Mukevasai. But some say that Gemara is even talking about Menukevus. So the question is, what's the heter of the Kli? Why is the Kli mutter even when it's Menukev?
it's salty blood. It should ask the, even the Kli Menukov.
Yeah,
but if it's Rasa Kli Menukov, then anytime you do Malicha, you're going to have to do a Hagolah before you do the next Malicha. So it must be that it's... So it must be that you say Dab Misrak Sarek on the Kli Menukov.
Even if it's even so, can't be there. Can't be a blia.
Yeah.
There cannot be a blia in a Kli Menukov,
so
right?
Right. That's what he's saying. It was Dam Misrak Sarek, so it's not bolay in the Kli. Yeah, that's the rush. But the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid disagrees and says it's not true. Karsham alach b'basar arsulach
b'moroseach.
Look on page 9.
That's the Rishon. Run.
Look in the run. So he says that below the hira, the karish al malach babasa kichos mashma filu menukefes. He says even if it's menukov, you can't use it. This is became treif. So you can't use it. You can't roast a piece of meat on it anymore. One time you did malicha. So then how do you do malicha the second time? So according to the Rosh, it's because it was a Balea. The Rosh holds it is Balea. Is he quoting the Ravid here? So he says, you know what the answer is? Because when you do the Malicha the second time, it's going to be Polate. They don't have a strafe. But if it's Polate, it's not Balea. So therefore the second piece of meat is going to be okay, even though it's strafe, really.
What would it be?
So we're saying by kilim also, I just heard. The meat piece of meat, okay.
The piece of meat is the second piece of meat that you're doing malicha. So you can't roast on it, because it's strafe. But you could do second.
Malicha.
Yeah.
Because
it's going to be polite, it's not going to be malaya.
The Kli Menukov is going to be
Olay. It's a piece of meat that's being Moloah. It's going to be Olay and not going to be Olay from the Kli.
Because it's either the Torah.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though it's right. The Kli itself is us or to use.
You can't use it, right.
Okay, so that's a good work. Okay, now let's look.
So it's sort of with the Plato.
Yeah. And this is quoted in the Torah Sabbais here on page 10. You came from Malkum Ben Basar. Yeah. That was the two pshatim in the Gemara. The kishim malach babasa asar mitzvos alav kishim malach bal is the talk of kli mukev and kli new. And then he quotes the Ravid. Remind me, have the law deep a car the katik is the veil. What's the book come upon me? The law deep a car to mock him. What is it? It was a custom car to mock him. Rasechi the Olam, he came out. It's Rasech and Saka Trace, the Ravid. And the Ravid explains the only reason it's supposed to do a second thing is because of.
Because the piece of meat itself is going to be, as opposed to the first answer, which talked about Dhamma Chapsarik, Right. Meat itself is not going to absorb the yotze b'sher.
So in the 2 days of the tour, if you look at the page 12 in the tour, the bottom line of the tour, Barava made a perish kasuv. Barava made a perish kasuv. Im hu shal eitz, muta kev shu menukav. Im shu cheres osar apopi shu menukav.
They're only in the base, you'll say?
In the tour.
Sure.
That Misak Sarek is only by a wooden kli. But a kli cheres is... You don't say Misak Sarek.
Well, then a kli cheres, you cannot use a sarek, right?
I'll be sure. Well, right, but what about
according to those? It'll be also, then the question is, you could maybe do another malicha, but you can't use it for...
Right. Can't use it for...
Right, but according to Rabbi Nefaris, maybe he would even ask for another malicha, I don't know.
So let's look at Shulchan Aruch now. Says Ein Molchim Elam Kli Menukav Ol Gavi Kashim Kisim In Amokam Midron Shim Shavech Sham Mayim Yitzu Olav. So in other words, he says that you have to do it in a Kli Menukav, or you can do it in a Kli that if you pour water on it, the water will come off. If it's very smooth, then you don't have to. You know, the Sukhadam says you have to put it in a slant. He says if it's very smooth, then it'll slide off even without a slant. And then he says, Malach Beklisha Eina Manukov, then obviously, Asa Mishtamish Bosa Kli Medover Rasech. Menukov, Zion, then Mutter Lechol Ba Afila Roseach. That's what it is. Okay, so it's Roseach.
Tom Mitzvah, sorry.
Yeah.
That's an Achamina, between the two.
Yeah, you can only do Malika, or you can...
Or you can actually,
you know, so... Yeah, so it's Roseach. Yeah, it's Zion Lechol Ba Afila, but you have so the Shach says, Fila B'Shach Kalim, not to use a kli menukav that you did melicha. So the Rambam says Yishin Lazar L'chatchila. But the Evans Mother even Becheres. Shadir L'chid of Shakei Nim Osir L'chatchila. Mutter B'dievin. Kim Shem Yudu Kavim. Shalcheres Haf B'dievin Osir. So it's a whole discussion. But you have sheetahs that say that you don't say Misrek Sarek by Cheres.
So he's not being cautious for the Rabbi, you mean he's going much further than that, right?
So he says... So the Shach wants to make a pshara. The Shark Halim you shouldn't use l'chatchila, but everything is mutter b'dyavid. By Shark Halim. And Cheres... But Shacharis even b'di'evah is
aser. Yeah, right, aser b'di'evah, yeah.
and I have from a previous year's notes, I don't know if it was Benny Crone's notes or whatever, that he writes, maybe I said it, maybe he wrote it, I don't know, but that like a chicheres, according to Rabbi Peretz, is like dogim, because it's softer, it's clay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like rafu karmayu type of thing. And in terms of this whole discussion of the four reasons, the four terutzim,
mm-hmm.
So the Shulchan Aruch only quotes one reason on page 17. He says, "Mochem harbe chaticha zu." So all the four reasons, what's the reason?
Because
number four.
Even if it's finished with the dam, it's still not finished with the tzir.
The tzir.
Yeah.
So that's the fourth reason. So there's the first reason that Mr. Ksarki doesn't say, there's the second reason that it's that well,
it's being pulled at the tier, it'll be pulled at the butt also.
Well, the second reason was, what was the second reason?
While it's being pulled at the tier, it'll be pulled at the blood also.
Right, it's pulled at the, yeah, it's going to go in and pull at the tier. Right. The other thing that's overlap, this, but he says the, he doesn't say the whole four reasons, he says this reason. That's a kulam, because according to that reason, you don't have to wait.
That's what we apparently.
You don't have to wait with the first piece of meat because it was never bolei. So you don't have to worry that maybe you didn't leave it in enough for it to be bolei, right. Because it was never bolei in the first place.
I can imagine that's just all pieces of meat are just going to be salted at different times. It's going to make bad.
Okay. So next Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll do packet 5 Bez Hashem. Basar Kofu. Yeah, we'll see if we should do. We'll see how much you know. We could maybe do 2 packets. 5 and 6 maybe we could do together. Because. That's the whole big thing about the
Brazil.
Packet 7 is Maisa Darashi. That Maisa Darashi should that's a.
Right.